Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, Lifting Up to be Lift Up. Lifting up to be lifted up. That's a pretty difficult task to do, in that when we hold something up, we cannot expect to rest upon that upon which we're holding up. But the scriptures tell us in the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, and verse 32, "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." I'd like to take that thought and consider this, that when you lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, when you lift Him up, you're going to be lifted up, because there is the reward in itself of lifting up the name. If you exalt Christ, there is a reward in that in itself. If you lift him up by your life, that means, of course, you're seeking to live a life that brings glory to the name of the Lord. You don't want to do anything to shame his name, as you have stated your claim in this world that you belong to Jesus. So if you're lifting him up by your deeds, so that his name is not defamed by your deeds, then you're going to see that the Lord, of course, is going to bless that. It is not that there are those who think that there is a reward in keeping the law. Now, the reward in keeping the law is that you don't incur the death that violating those things will do. But it does not reward you for keeping the law. As I mentioned before on a devotional, if you are traveling on a trip and going to a certain city, traveling over state highways, and when you arrive at your destination, you report to the law enforcement officers and say to them, "You know, I kept the speed limit. I did not at one time ever exceed the speed limit. I'd like to have my reward." Well, he won't give you anything. You're not going to get anything because you didn't break the law. The blessings come in not breaking it, because to exceed the speed limit means that you are a lawbreaker. So there is no life in keeping the law. There's only death when one breaks the law. Now, when we come to the Lord and we lift him up, there is a reward in so doing. You can expect the Lord to do things in your life because you have lifted him up. I've seen the Lord bring broken homes back together. I've seen the Lord restore broken relationships because one in that family came to know Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior, and they sought to please him. They set out to live in a manner that would exalt his name. They were faithful to the cause of Christ. And we have seen how the Lord would bring them back together. Often in my counseling sessions with young couples getting ready to get married, I often point out to them, if Christ is in the center of their lives and they're both looking to Christ as they each seek to draw nearer to the Lord, they will be drawn nearer to one another. Now, that is the way the Lord blesses in the life. As you draw nearer to him, all others who are drawing nearer to him will be drawn closer one to another. A man can be pulled from a raging stream by someone that's overhead, or from a burning building or a sinking ship. If your life is sinking down, if your life is on the rocks, a marriage, a home is being destroyed, if you will lift up Christ, he will lift you up. You see, we are to be still and to know that he is God, and by so doing, he gives to us strength to run the race and to serve him, and the blessings are hidden therein. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.